You're listening to a Lewis and Clark podcast. Visit us online at www.lclark.edu.
Lewis and Clark Law School students are offered a wide range of hands-on opportunities to work on real environmental and natural resources legal challenges. Third-year law student Nikki Campbell is no exception. For the last 2 years, Nikki has worked at the Western Resources Legal Center, a nonprofit focused on natural resources law. And last summer, she earned a legal internship with the Alaska State Division of Mining, Land, and Water. We sat down with Nikki to talk about her interest in natural resources law and her experience in and out of the classroom. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So let's start off by talking about what your motivation to go to law school was and specializing in environmental and natural resources law.
Yeah, as an Alaskan, I just grew up very interested in natural resources and the environment around me, and I always thought I would be doing something related to natural resources, whether it was development or conservation, just something that was very Alaskan. And after college graduation, I worked in the Alaska State Legislature for over a year and a half, and during that time there was a lot of really interesting and complex debates on different very natural resources specific issues. And during those debates, it was just became very apparent to me that the lawyers in the debate had the upper hand and the upper edge, and they could really know how to shape and craft laws to work and how to shape and craft amendments to make the laws not work. So it really inspired me to pursue a legal education.
And so then how did you decide on Lewis and Clark Law School?
Well, I actually Googled top environmental law school, and I found Lewis and Clark Law School. And at the time, I was living in Washington, D.C., working for a senator from Alaska, and I planned on going to school in Washington, D.C., and had applied and was accepted to a few schools there. And I flew out here to visit Lewis and Clark, and I just loved the scenery and the environment around campus, and I thought, what better place to learn environmental law and natural resources law, and a place where you can really appreciate your environment and not just be stuck in traffic all the time.
And so let's talk a little bit about your experience working at the Western Resources Legal Center. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things have you been doing there?
We represent a wide range of clients and different interests, from miners to timber industry folks to ranchers, just a wide range. And I really have loved my experience there because you're working hands-on with clients and their interests and problems that are particular to them. And it's not, often in the environmental law debate, people work it down to, oh, it's just a big corporation on one side and then environmentalists on the other side. But this is real people, real issues, family businesses, small local concerns, and we get to represent their interest. And a lot of them are, come to us on to bring their own environmental claims, and some of them it's just trying to deal with how they can comply with environmental standards and conservation standards.
Has your coursework or interactions with peers and faculty opened you to new ideas or ways of thinking about environmental law that you hadn't considered before?
Yeah, definitely. And that was also one of the reasons I came here, because I knew it was such a strong environmental law school. And coming from Alaska, I have a pretty natural perspective, personally, that resource development and conservation are not mutually exclusive. And I wanted to expose myself to a wide array of viewpoints. And I thought that, maybe probably the strong majority of my peers, and it is true, that they kind of are more to one side than the other. And I think it's great to learn an environment where you can be challenged and your views can be challenged. And I would never want to go to school somewhere where I'm surrounded by people completely like me, because that wouldn't be challenging. But in this environment, you can learn all sides of the debate and really be stronger on your viewpoints because of that.
And so as a voice for the next generation of policy shapers and advocates, what do you think about the divisive rhetoric of environmental issues, and is there a way to get to more constructive, productive conversations?
Yeah, I think cutting out a lot of the insightful language that is sometimes thrown around by politicians in the debate and trying to rile up, the public, and and just making generalities about different groups, whether they're greenies or, you know, big corporations, big greedy money, just cutting all of that out. Because at the heart of the debate, I think you will find, and it's true of my peers and of every client I've worked with here and of all the lawyers I've come into interaction with, that at the heart you'll find that they're very caring people no matter what side they're on. They really care about their view and really care about their interests, and you know, mostly everyone cares about the environment too, whether they're a farmer, whether they're a rancher, whether they're a timber industry folk. They really care about making sure that the environment's there and that it's going to last, and that you know, and even if they get their livelihood from these different operations, it's not going to benefit them if it runs out, if there's no resource there to develop. So again, you know, I've said this before, but I really believe that resource development and conservation are not mutually exclusive, and I think there's a way of bringing both these sides together and having a more constructive debate.
And so how have you managed to balance coursework and working at the Western Resources Legal Center?
Well, time management, a lot of time management. But I've actually found that working at WRLC and really any extracurricular activity in law school where you're actually applying your knowledge is very motivating to learn and for your learning, because you get to see the results of your education firsthand, and it's not just this delay of, well, once I get through law school, then I can actually apply this, but you actually have application of what you're learning right then, and it's very motivating to want to keep learning and being able to, you know, acquire new things to apply. So it's definitely been a great experience to feel like you're actually, you know, making progress and heading somewhere on this career path.
And speaking of, you'll be graduating in May. Mm-hmm. And so what are your plans after graduation?
Upon graduation, I'm returning to Alaska, and I am going to be clerking for a Superior Court judge in Anchorage for the next year. And then hopefully we'll establish my career in natural resources law.
And so you were born and raised in Alaska?
Yes.
And so what is it about Alaska that you love?
Well, I love the environment in Alaska, and it's just, it's such a huge piece of land, and I think to a lot of people who have never even been there from an environmental perspective, I've heard that it's, you know, the last place for America to try to get it right, or is this just this huge, basically, in a lot of ways, a gigantic park. You can recreate in so many different areas. It's just, you know, whether you're a mountain climber or a runner or a skier or, I don't know, a kayaker, just you could go to any area any time of year and do any of those things. And I think there's just a real appreciation Alaskans have who've been there a while, whether they were born there or not, that there's a way to be able to appreciate the environment and appreciate conservation, and also be able to appreciate the natural resources around you and be able to utilize them and develop them. There's a lot of, obviously, natural resource industry development up there. And even on a more personal level, you know, recreational fishing, a lot of Alaskans use the ability to fish from streams around their houses. We have one 10 minutes from my house, and to fill their freezer for the summer. And, you know, it just comes into a lot of conflicts when people are like, well, I want to fill my freezer for the summer, but someone else doesn't want me to fish, you know, in the river I've fished for 20 years. So I think you really understand the natural resource debate in Alaska, because there's a lot of conflicts, but at the end of the time, a lot of people understand both sides and want to appreciate both sides.
Well, thank you so much for
You're
talking
welcome.
With us.